The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, this is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And I'm joined this morning soon by Sparky. She's getting set up here. She's doing a little baby duty this morning. And where's the baby? What? Oh, on the monitor. Okay. Got it. These are making a lot of noise. So, sorry about the noise, folks. To get Robin's headphones straightened out. So the baby's on the monitor. There's another baby behind me about 6 feet sleeping. So if you've paid any attention to our Facebook page, and I know a lot of you have, and we appreciate that, and we invite you to like our Facebook page, Outdoorsman Radio Show, and you can see what's going on from week to week, and maybe even learn some other stuff too as we post it up there. There you are.
I'm trying.
I know. You're doing good.
Hold on.
Hold on. So, with two babies in the house since Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning, it's been one of those that
we're tired.
We're tired, but we're you know.
Enjoying it.
Yes. Bloody but unbowed, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, stick with us here till we get rolling, and we appreciate that. So, Robin,
y'all just keep talking. I'm going to be about that.
We're going to keep talking. Okay, we'll do that. So, we invite you to call in at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, because today the callers are going to set the agenda. We don't have any special guests today, but you, and you all are special whenever you give us a call.
We had one guy on our Facebook said he wanted to talk some more about rockfish.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, we can talk about rockfish or whatever you want to talk about, folks. We can do that. So the number again is 410-922-6680. The podcasts have been updated, and I would really like you to take a look at the ellisoutdoors.com website and see the updated information, photos, and so forth on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We've put our advertising rates up there. Never done that before. We've put some pictures up there. We're having a little trouble getting the pictures to rotate, so they're just kind of static on there right now on the photos page. Brian Bulldog Tilton worked his butt off for the last couple days getting that together, so we're pretty happy with everything that he's done. The homepage on Ellis Outdoors, where when you go there, we'll show you links to the Outdoors and Radio Show, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and Geestern Shore. And then when you click on the Outdoors and Radio Show, it has a homepage there that tells you about the show. And what we've done, for those of you who don't have an app to listen to the show or to listen to WCBM in general, we've put a link on our page for the app for WCBM 680. You can click on iPhone or Android.
Right.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, we just did that yesterday.
Is Chris on here?
Yeah.
Good morning, Chris. I'm sorry. I had to say good morning.
It's okay, Robin. You've had your hands full,
mm-hmm.
and you're preoccupied, and it's perfectly understandable. I would have sent you a text.
Sure.
I just wanted you to get settled first.
I'm still not. It'll be a while.
Exactly. Like probably, what, maybe the top of the second hour.
Maybe.
Or the end of it.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm watching her. She's asleep, but wrestling with a staying that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you turn my monitor down a little in my head, please?
How's that? Better?
Yeah, that's better.
Thank you. So anyway, I'm telling about the website.
I know. Sorry.
What's on the website. That's all right. So there's the first page, the home page, talks all about the show. And there's some great pictures of me. And then the next page is Meet Alan.
All about him.
And it's all about me. Exactly. Yeah. You're on there at the end, kind of.
I got it.
So, anyway, but there I am on Meet Alan page with my first deer when I was 16 years old, 51 years ago, or 50 years ago. And then you click on podcast, and look at that. There I am with my first sika deer. It's me again.
Can we be any more narcissistic?
Well, where do you get the photos page? But all the podcasts are there, folks, I don't know why I did this, but it's just a running page, but they're on there from all the way back to January 7th, 2012. So there's quite a list of podcasts.
Is there a word, narcissicity?
I don't know, but there's the photo gallery. Again, all me with personalities. I mean, there's Wayne LaPierre, there's Wilfred Brimley, there's Jim Zumbo, Woo Daves, Jimmy Houston.
What's that word they call name throwers?
Guy Harvey. Name dropper?
Name droppers.
Yep. There I am with Congressman Don Young, Sean Mann, Bobby Ehrlich, your dad's boss. There's Congressman Duncan Hunter, and there's me with my...
Look, you only get them in the morning once a week. I have them all week long.
And then there's a sponsorship page, and there's another picture of me on that. And then the contact page, and they're all pictures of me except for that one with me and you. That's on there twice. That's a good picture. But every page has a list of sponsors.
Every page has you on it.
Yeah, exactly. Something wrong with that.
Maybe there's a reason I'm not looking at the website.
There's two pictures, maybe three of you on there, so you might.
I don't like my picture, so I won't look at it.
Oh well, I like them. So anyway, the point is, the Ellis Outdoors website is new and improved and updated and cleaned up, and it looks a lot better than it did for a while. So we invite you to do that. We also this week have Barry Harden, the webmaster for Bucks Bear Stags, updated the Bucks Bear Stags website. Mm-hmm. The Facebook page, we try to update every couple of days, but he added a new events page. And, you know, the website, you can click on there to request a measure. If you have a nice buck you want to get measured, you can click on there and fill in a little form, hit the submit button, and it comes to the BBS email. So we're trying to... follow Robin's advice, and what was your word about our internet profile, or what did you tell me we needed to do with it? Expand it?
Bring it out of the rock ages?
The stone ages? Rock, stone, okay, we'll go with rock ages.
I'm sleepy.
I know.
I am doing a disclaimer this morning. I am not responsible for anything I say.
Oh, boy, here we go.
And hopefully the FCC won't come after me.
Well, I've got my finger on the button, just in case.
Thank you.
Because I might need it this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. I don't want anybody to think I'm complaining, because this has been great. I'm just a little tired this morning.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep. Well, I mean, prior to chasing the grandson, when was the last time you chased kids around the house? A long time ago. We'll leave it.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
Bree's listening. I think she's 35, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's our son-in-law, Jason's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jason, it's his birthday, and he is enjoying it in the wilds of the upper state of Maryland.
Do you have any idea what you're talking about? They're at Deep Creek Lake. The upper wilds? Where is that?
I wasn't saying where they were. I was just saying they're somewhere not home having fun.
I got it. So there you go. Well, hopefully they're listening.
She's up already.
Who, Deborah?
No. Not Debbie. Debbie's my daughter's mother-in-law. Brian is awake.
Oh, hi, Brian. We're trying to make sense here. We've been babbling for about 15 minutes. So, hey, if you're a bass fisherman, though, there is a new report. It's the Black Bass Annual Review from 2020 during the pandemic. It said, here are the top five things to know. Largemouth bass fisheries enrich lives and support diverse businesses. Popular fisheries in 2020 included southern and central Maryland ponds and lakes, Tidewater Potomac River, and the upper Chesapeake Bay. Catch, photo, and release. Top five things to know. Release tournament popularity increases. New permit conditions promote bass survival and encourage better battery management for live wells. Number three, report tag bass from the Potomac River in 2021 as part of a new way to monitor the black bass fishery. Number four, new conservation webpage summarizes the best expert science on protecting bass. And number five, black blotchiness is likely caused by a virus. It's been found in 14 states, but is not considered lethal. So if you've seen a spot on a largemouth bass, and there's actually one on our Facebook page. That's my buddy Glenn with a nice largemouth. Anyway, it's pretty interesting document as far as bass fishing is concerned. The fishing reports talk about it. There's a volunteer angler survey that's out there. Potomac Bass River Bass Management has been enjoined, let's put it that way. Potomac River status is great. The Upper Chesapeake Bay status is good. Pocomoke River's good. The Gunpowder River's good. Middle River status is unknown on the Middle River. So we're calling on our buddy Scott and Tacklebox Tim on Middle River over there to talk about the bass fishery status on the Bush River, unknown. Remember, there was a major on a toxic spill. So there's a report on Florida bass hybrids in Maryland, non-tidal bass fishers in Maryland, Deep Creek Lake, the non-tidal Potomac, the Pretty Boy, Tridelphia, Conowingo. All these places are hotspots for largemouth bass. And there's an entire half page on the black bass blotchiness. It goes from minor spots to major spots. And then there's a page on stalking and that type of thing. So there you go.
Stalking or stalking?
Stalking. What did I say?
I still can't tell what you said.
Stalking.
Stalking.
Putting little baby fish in the river so that hopefully they'll grow up and something will eat them in time to become big bass. Big enough.
Stocking.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yep. So, apparently Jason's awake too. Let's see. Oh, yes indeed.
His mom's up too.
I see. Everybody's up listening this morning.
All you got to do is say you got the grandkids here and everybody gets up. Nobody in our family listens to us any other time. No, Debbie's up a lot. She is up a lot more.
We've got the babies and we're doing the radio show and everybody sets their alarm. It's pretty funny. So, hey, we got an email from Captain Don. He said, I really enjoyed the section about catfish in the Hunting Quarterly. I'm pretty good identifying blue and channel cats, but having a hard time with the others. So, there you go, the flatheads and the white catfish and bullheads. So, and then there's we left this part off. There's a bunch of tiny catfish like mad toms and stone cats and things like that, mostly in the Potomac River, but there's a population of those little tiny catfish. As a matter of fact, the stone cats used to be used for bait, and there have been several baits that have come out to reproduce the look and feel, plastic baits, you know, rubber baits, whatever you want to call them. And the person that popularized that was a fellow who's now passed. His name is Butch Ward. Butch Ward was one of the most, I don't know if you want to say famous, but well-known. How about that? Well-known smallmouth bass fisherman on the upper Potomac and caught some beasts, and he had quite a following up there. So never got to fish with the guy. I fished the upper Potomac a lot, but Butch was a specialist. He loved those smallmouth, and he loved fishing with those Mad Toms. And they popularized, the Mad Tom catfish popularized the hair jig with a pork rind fishery up in that area, too, because that imitated, to some degree, a small catfish that the smallmouth just loved. And if you like catfish, you can see why black bass, smallmouth bass would like catfish, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know. Mm-hmm. Shake your head and nod and say, mm-hmm, Robin.
I got no idea.
I know.
I'm just here for the ride today.
You're here for the ride. Well, good. That's what you said. It's going to be a hell of a ride. That's
yes, I did.
Wedding,
I promised you.
How's it been so far?
It's been good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
Have we inspired anybody yet?
Nope.
I think they're in the process of waking up, but now would be a good time to go ahead and get that first commercial break taken care of.
Hey, you know what? You're a genius. How about that?
It's that time management thing.
I hate that.
Uh-oh, somebody's up.
Now you can hear him.
You hear clucking in the background?
Yes.
You're
going to
hear that a lot, I'm sure. So, okay, so you've put it off long enough, and spring has sprung. How about that day yesterday? Wasn't that amazing?
That was gorgeous.
Yep. Time to get out in the backyard, get it straightened up, get all your, you know, your work done in the backyard, and then it's time to head to Backyard Billy's. It's your go-to place for making backyards fun. You want to do that with your family and friends for little reunions and crab feasts and get-togethers and barbecues. Well, Backyard Billy's has everything you could possibly imagine. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. You can see all that. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. You know, when you actually drive into the place, you get the sense of how much furniture is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. Inside Backyard Billy's, a huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger. Set it and forget it. Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. I mean, Robin, have you seen those things in it?
Oh, I love it.
Those deck umbrellas, it fascinates me for some reason.
I know. I think we're going to get one this year.
Okay. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great. I love going there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. Did I tell you I had my gun fixed there? Did I mention that on the air?
I don't know if you mentioned on the air.
I jammed a shell. The brass was a little bit corroded, and when the shell went off, the brass casing split and jammed the shell against the sides of the chamber, and the extractor wouldn't pull the shell out. It was locked on there and stuck up in the chamber with the shell. So, and I took it to Clyde's and got it fixed. It didn't take long. It was a nice job, and then they cleaned the whole shotgun up. That's first shotgun I bought when I was, where was I? Probably 16 when I bought that. Bought it right just for rabbit hunting. Well, anyway, if you want to go fishing or crabbing, Clyde's Sport Shop is the place to go. Yes, indeed. They have the great Shakespeare rods, the ugly sticks, the Fluger rods and reels, the pen spinning reels, and trolling combos, and, you know, just any type of tackle, any type of rods and reels for any type of fishing. They'll spool fresh line on your spool. They've got kids fishing combos. They've got trolling lures. They've got everything for everything. You're going to want to go trout fishing. They've got all the jar baits and everything else. Fishing license, rod repairs, lures, hooks, all terminal tackle, live and frozen bait, and especially minnows for any type of fishing. And check out the St. Croix rods while you're there, too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, our next cold front comes in quickly tomorrow for Palm Sunday, bringing some thunderstorms to the Baltimore forecast. Midday Sunday and early afternoon, some half-inch plus rains advertised for tomorrow. Quiet weather to get the weekend started here with sunshine. Today, high 73. Not as cold tonight, mid-50s with south winds. And then thunderstorms with our next cold front on Sunday with a high of 77 degrees, 42 degrees Sunday night. Monday, sunshine 60. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Hey, wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline of the nation.
Nice song for one of our callers, right?
Sunny, mm-hmm.
One of our listening like audience. Let's talk to Bob on the Eastern Shore, and then we'll talk to Stan, the truck driving man, and after that, we'll talk to Pete. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Want to give a shout out to Miss Robin with the Line Roar.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning. Yes, I was thinking about them earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they played yesterday.
How'd they do?
They played North Carolina. I haven't heard. I didn't get a chance to see it or hear the outcome.
I'll see if I see it on Facebook. That's what I'm on now.
I'd like to ask you if you participate in the spring turkey hunt. If you do, what type of calls do you use? Also, what type of weapon do you use to shoot them? And then I'd like to tell a little quick story after you answer those questions, if I could.
Okay.
Yep.
Primarily, I can use any type of turkey call. However, I'm a part-time turkey hunter. It's not a giant passion of mine, but I do enjoy it. I do enjoy getting out in the spring. Primarily, I use a slate call with a wood striker. I have several of those, and I have the diaphragm mouth calls, which I'm practicing on in my truck. Miss Robin doesn't know that, but I'm practicing my... my turkey call, the diaphragm call.
Now I know why I'm not riding with you.
Mm-hmm. One reason. And that's pretty much it. The slate and the I don't have any gobbler calls or, you know, anything like that. Although, you know, like I said, I'm a part-time player. I've only killed one turkey, and that was 2 years ago up in Western Maryland, Jake. I've turkey hunted with some of the best. I've turkey hunted with Tracy Groves. I've turkey hunted with Mark Hoke, who recently passed away. I've turkey hunted with several guide services and people who know how to call turkeys. I've just not been the one pulling the trigger. So I've hunted Western Maryland. I've hunted Queen Anne's County. Hunted Cecil, Kent counties. I've hunted Garrett County, Allegheny County, Baltimore County, Carroll County. So I've hunted turkeys, Allegheny County. I've hunted turkeys a fair amount, but not as much recently. But to answer your question about firearm, I purchased a few months ago the single shot, I'm trying to think of the name, Savage Stevens, single shot, I think it's the 310 model. In 20 gauge, and I've got a red dot scope on it, and that is what I killed the last turkey with, and that's what I carried last year, because one of my buddies, Bobby Dutrow, he's the one I shot the turkey with. Bobby has killed 70 some longbeards, I think, by now, and
wow.
That was his gun of choice in the 20 gauge. So you know, with the advances in turkey loads, with the new tungsten shot, you know, you can really do a nice job with the smaller gauges. Some of the guys that I know are using 410s with number 9 tungsten shot, TSS shot. So you think it's you're shooting doves with it, but it's a very effective turkey load out to about 40 yards.
That's interesting.
Yep.
It seems like everyone I talk to shares the same experience. They're very difficult to get.
Well,
seems like when you aren't looking for them, they're walking across the road, they're in your backyard. When you're hunting them, it becomes very difficult.
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I always give a shout out to Dennis and Timmy. The deer tremble and the turkeys chuckle when they hear their name.
Well, I love that.
Exactly.
They went turkey hunting, and they had a little tent blind.
Right.
They went in the blind, and they sit there for hours. And finally, they heard some, and they were calling, and finally brought them out into the open where my brother, he stuck the barrel of the gun out of the out of the opening where there was a wasp in there. And when that happened, Timmy took his hat and swatted that wasp. Well, that was a mistake because there were like 30 more of them in that tent than they seen. And the next thing you know, they're rolling around in there like WWE wrestlers.
Oh, no.
Knocking the tent over. Of course, the turkeys chuckled as they walked away.
Of course. Of course. And I said that wrong. It's a Model 301 turkey gun, not 310. I don't know why I say that all the time, but I should remember the zip code or the phone code for Maryland. But this gun comes with its own choke tube, and it's very popular, like I said, in 410 and 20-gauge. If you go on your search engine and look for Savage or Stevens 301 turkey gun, there's a lot of stuff on there about that firearm. So
that was the first Savage was the first gun I ever got. It was a 16-gauge single shot.
Mm-hmm.
I got for Christmas when I was a kid.
Yep, very popular back in the day. So
yeah,
all right, buddy. Yeah,
you know when the season is this year?
It usually comes in April 18th. I will have to look at that.
April 18th.
Turkey season. Yeah, usually about the 18th. So
how many days is it?
Oh, it runs almost a month. Robin, can you look that up?
Yep, he will. I will.
Maryland Spring Gobbler Season 2021.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll get that for you. So, all right, Bob, appreciate the call. We got to talk to Stan here in a second. Anything else?
All right, no, that's fine. Thank you very much.
If I hear what the score was, I'll tell you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
There you go, buddy.
Good to talk to you.
All right.
All right, Uncle Stan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, y'all.
I heard you didn't want to talk to me this morning, so that's okay.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Miss Robin.
There you go.
How you doing? I was getting worried about you. I hadn't heard from you for a while.
Well, I've been busy, but it never fails. I'm on the four-lane. By the time I get to the two-lane with the circle arounds and the little barrels that I'm passing through, I'm losing signal like crazy. But I was just going to tell you, if you need to know anything about the Rock Age, let me know.
Okay. I know. I am really not on par this morning, am I?
No, you're doing just fine. You're doing just fine. I remember those days. I remember those days of fondness. But now I can't cradle them in my arms because they're 31 and 33, and they weigh over 100 pounds apiece. So,
yeah. I'm enjoying every minute of it, trust me.
And take pictures.
I've got more pictures. You have no idea.
Good grief. That's one thing you don't have to tell her. I'm doing something with the boy the other day. I'm giving him a bath. And Rob, he's in the bathtub and I've got the hand shower thing and I'm hosing him off, you know. And Robin's standing in the bathroom door. I said, "What's going on?" She goes, "I'm taking video." I said, "No, you're not. Get out of here." So
I was telling him that so he didn't say anything stupid.
Some of the most embarrassing ones are classic.
Exactly.
I'm not going any further into that.
That's probably a good thing. Yeah.
Great. But, I'm getting down to my landing strip, and I got to get out of here.
All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate that.
Well, I know there was a bad accident up there, and I was worried about you. I checked it out to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, it was a 10-wheeler I saw. Yeah, it was straight rig. Mr. Allen, next time you're going over there by Clyde's, drop off some bumper stickers. Do you know that they're still hunting and fishing people out here?
Yeah, I do know that. Yep. I got it.
All right. Well,
all right, buddy.
Just leave me a short stack of them, and y'all take care until I can get a hold of you again.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Right. Enjoy.
See you. Yep.
Take it easy.
All right. Thank you, Miss Robin. Bye-bye.
Keep the shiny side up. All right. Let's talk to Peter. Peter wants to talk about catfish. Good morning, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
I guess Peter gave up.
Okay. How about Chuck?
Hello, Peter must have petered out there.
I was trying to give a nice way to do that. That was good.
This is a story about a bear. A surprise story. My late friend, Bob Linka, was a hunter. He got a permit to take a moose in Alberta. Or Saskatchewan, I forgot which. And it's still winter there. It stays winter up until May of
right.
Those provinces. And anyway, it's not for the and the faint hearted. And he bags a moose. I'm not sure what kind of weapon he used, but he's pretty good to shot. And he quarters the moose. Okay, well, how did a guy quarter a moose out of the field? Well, he's a manager for Safeway in real life, so he knows about meat and how to butcher the meat, stuff like that. So he quarters this moose. I guess you don't take the head and the hooves home, so it gets to be lighter after you quartered it. So he puts the quarter, he puts one of the haunches on his sled, and he snowmobiles it back to his base camp, and he returns to the kill, and guess what happens?
There's a bear.
There's a bear who is decided that this is his kill, and he's gorging himself on the kill right there. It's still probably not frozen solid. And as some of us know, bears have a pretty keen sense of smell. And you can even be way downwind from a bear, but the bear can smell you.
Yes, correct.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, bear. You know, how do polar bears find seals, you know, in the vast ice flows of the Arctic?
Well,
you got to think about that.
So, bear looks up, and he's 300 yards downwind, but bear looks up, and Bob says, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And bear stands up, starts to march towards him, and then run towards him. Paws over his head and roaring.
Right.
And Bob says, uh-oh. So he has brought with him a 357 with 8-inch barrel.
Okay.
He's got seven shots.
Okay.
And this bear style, so he puts seven right in the chest as this bear is marching towards him in succession. Boom, boom, boom. Last shot, 25 feet in front of him. Bear falls down.
Wow.
Bob has got his heart up in his mouth. Cause,
oh, yeah, no kidding.
Oh, because it's an 800-pound bear.
Yeah.
So he reports all this stuff because the Mounties are on top of everything up there.
Oh, sure.
And the Mounties gave him the carcass.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes, and I know this story is true because of two things, Alan and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's true because I got to eat some of the meat. They got these two in the basement. There are these two vast freezers. They're the low kind of freezer with a cross top opening.
Yep.
And he had bear steaks in there. And by the way, bear's got to be marinated about 3 days.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, but way delicious, way gamey. And the other part of how I know it's true is they had Bob and Spike had a king size bed. And they had the most incredible furry bedspread on there that I ever saw. I lay down on it once, and she said, get up off there. That's private. And I said, what is it? She says, it's bear. So they had the skin on that bear covered a king-size bed.
Wow.
Right? That's the story.
That is
neat.
That is a great story.
I hope the bear thing smelled better after.
They threw that hide.
Sure.
That was his deep fur, and I guess it's sort of naturally warm. As soon as you lie down on there, it just takes you into the warmth, you know?
Wow, that's great.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for the story. I appreciate that so much. I like to hear those stories of adventure in the wilds. I have a friend who was charged by a male lion hunting with a bow, and that's on video. That's on video. If you want to search that out, that's pretty.
He survived.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He fatally wounded the lion with the first shot. And, you know, in Africa, if the animal doesn't go down, you shoot till it does. So the guide said, shoot him again. And he put another one right next to his first arrow. So the bear's like 18 yards, something like that, lying down underneath he's wounded. And the guide said, put another arrow in him. And he said, when I reached for that third arrow, and pulled it off the bow quiver, the lion caught the movement and immediately charged.
Wow.
And this was actually on television. The hunter's name is Dale Gertz, and he was hunting with Bob Folkrod, and I can't remember the name of the outfitter. I think it was Warthog or something like that. But the guide was on the right, and Bob was on the left, or vice versa. And they shot the lion as it came, and it died 8 feet from the guy.
We're talking about a compound steel bow.
Yes, compound bow.
Mm-hmm. With flechettes.
With broadheads, yes.
Yeah. So where did the kill shot have to go to get the lion?
I'm sorry,
what part of the body did the flechette have to enter? Were they close enough to get to the heart or the wherever?
Oh, right, same place, right behind the shoulder, in the heart lung complex there.
I see.
And he had two in there.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
and that is, you got the lion to bleed out?
Well, they didn't. That was the problem. The guy didn't just wait. It just didn't stand and wait for the lion to put his head down. He said, shoot him again. And the lion, you know, was still had enough life in him to make that charge. I mean, you're talking about a 400-pound animal there. With
wow.
The, you know, so, yeah. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
He lived to tell the tale, otherwise we might not have.
Yeah.
I'm
going to see if we can find that on video. It was under Winchester Legends with Bob Folkrod. So.
Wow.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the call. That was a great tale.
My pleasure.
All right. See you, Chuck.
Bye for now.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye, Red Bobby.
Okay. That was pretty exciting, huh?
Yep.
Yep.
We've got two of them moving around.
Yeah, they're moving, but they're not up and screaming yet. What?
That one, too.
Oh, you got the monitor rolling there, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, baby. So, hey, it's time to get out there and get your backyard cleaned up and straightened up and get ready to have some company over. You know, things have slowed down in the pandemic, and a lot of people are getting vaccinated, and, you know, it's time to get the family together for a crab feast or a family reunion or a picnic or, you know, just a party of some kind out in the back or out on the deck. Well, you've put it off long enough. So head to Backyard Billy's. That's Ken Island's your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant, I mean, immense, varied, what's the word? I can't use any bigger expansive words to tell you about how much poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture is out there. It's just an incredible amount, including tables and chairs, of course, and picnic tables and, you know, deck tables and high, what do you call those chairs? High
bar stool.
Yeah, high bar stools, but nice ones and, you know, little bars you can put out there for your on your deck and that type of thing. And they've got those Adirondack chairs in all colors and sizes and styles. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Ken Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. That's what's there. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater invites you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. And I talked to Dan the other day. He said there's a way you can get your boat parking in. You got to turn in at Advance Auto Parts and go around the back, but there's boat parking available.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I recommend anybody to call them at 410-956-0300 to find out how that works as far as the boat parking. But you can, you know, you can go there on your way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal and bay fishing tackle too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department, complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows, with more on the way. Stackable traps, commercial pots, bait, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, ice, stainless steel steamer, and a steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th, and we will be broadcasting live from there from 5 to 7 a.m. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com, 410-956-0300. See you there. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You know I love that organic cooking, I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
let's talk to Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Rob. Alan, how you doing?
We were wondering how you were doing.
I guess I'm okay.
That's good.
Glad to hear. So. What's going on up there?
Hey, look, nowadays, okay is good.
Yeah. So I've had a couple surgeries on my eyes. They put, well, like a stent thing they put in. It's supposed to like, drain something, and that'll help keep the glaucoma from getting any worse.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, that's good, though. I hope that helps.
Have you noticed any difference yet?
Actually, I don't know. It seems like it's and way is slightly worse.
Oh boy.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
But I don't know.
Well, Robin, you had two cornea replacements.
No, I had cataract.
Cataract, not
replacement. Glaucoma. Not, nothing to do with glaucoma.
Yeah, no, I got it.
My grandmother had glaucoma. Grandfather? One of them.
Yeah. I got you, buddy. I got you.
Yeah, I had the cataracts done back in the 70s.
Okay.
Really helped me when I got those out. I'll tell you, I didn't realize how hard it was to drive at night until they were gone.
I've got a little one starting. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Last visit. So nothing that's blocking my vision or worrisome at all, but it's there. So anyway, that's what happens when you get to be, when you were born in the rock age.
Okay. I'm never going to live this down.
Nope.
I had mine young, but I always thought it had something to do with the ultrasound.
Probably
I did.
Probably did. Probably did. So, did you get to go out and do any fishing, Glenn?
I haven't been yet.
Yeah. I got it.
Alan's dying to go, too. I think he might go this week.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
He hasn't run away yet. He's made it through all this time with the kids, so.
Yeah.
So. Those long walks on the deck.
Yeah. Yeah, he
takes me 20 minutes to get the mail now. Yeah. So.
But. How's your daughter doing? Doing good?
Yeah, doing okay, I guess.
Yep, got it. So. All right. Well, look, just so you know, a turkey season comes in on April 19th and runs through May 24th.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, I just got to get a place to go.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. So, got it.
Things are different this time.
Yeah.
Sorry
to hear that, but all right. Well, look, we're going to be up at, Schrader's Hunting, measuring some deer for bucks, bears, stags on May 16th. That's a Sunday. So if you don't have anything to do, come on over and watch if you want.
Come on, man. Get my darting in there, or whatever.
There you go.
That'd be good.
That'd be good. Well, there's the music, Glenn, so we have to let you go. Nice hearing from you.
Yep. So everybody's fine and everything.
Everybody's good.
Yep.
Thanks for checking in, Glenn. Stay in touch.
That's the man is right.
All right, buddy. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. And you know what? Take time and enjoy your kids and grandkids. It's worth it.
Yeah. I'm sneaking around like a ninja here, keeping my head down so he doesn't see me.
I know some people said when you were reading earlier, you were very quiet, like Mr. Rogers. I said, he's trying to keep him asleep.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
Welcome to Alan's neighborhood.
Did I tell you my picture was on our website?
Oh, my God. Y'all take it easy. We'll be back next hour.